Mackey here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, X, Instagram, and Facebook, whatever. Thanks for listening.
Something like that, whatever.
Like that. X, Twitter, like it's still Twitter. It's always Twitter. And for the next probably 5 years, people will still just call it Twitter.
I think because it's kind of like whether or not you want to admit it, you when you Google things, people don't say that they researched or they looked it up or they searched things. It's just Google's a verb.
Yeah,
Google. Whether you use Google or not, you still Google things. And whether or not you're on Twitter, instead of saying I posted something, you tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of woven into the language, no matter what you're actually using. So
exactly.
I just take it as a, it's just more of a term. And it doesn't mean that absolutely you don't know the difference between Twitter and X. It just means it's too hard to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was rebranded.
Well, when you rebrand something, I mean, we go through that. We've gone through that here in Omaha. People don't even know what to call sometimes what to call the arena. Because
right.
When they first opened, which is now CHI Health Center, which is still a weird name because it sounds like you should be able to find a doctor there. But when they first opened it, how many years did, you know, the World Herald only called it the arena?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't acknowledge the name, the branding on it.
Yeah.
And then it was branded. It's been, what, two or three different names. So it takes a minute for things to soak in.
Right. I know. I mean, it does. And then after a while, you transition and then they rebranded again.
And then you're all good. So on that note, we're going to continue to tell you about Centris Federal Credit Union because they have been our partners for a couple of years and they've got some great ideas for you. Looking for ways to help you save money or maybe find some money. Maybe you're looking at a home equity loan or a line of credit. They can help you do that. So if you've got some plans for making some renovations this summer or whether it's, you know, like you said, your home, maybe it's a vacation, maybe it's debt consolidation, whatever it may be, you can stop in any of their locations, give them a call, jump online. Federally insured NCUA equal housing lender.
And centrisfcu.org and 402-334-7000. Hit them up.
Okay. So did you see the post yesterday? And if you weren't online and you didn't need any help yesterday, you would not realize that 911 services were down.
Right. I didn't notice that until this morning because I don't usually call that number. Thank God.
Thank God. So 911 emergency services. This is the weird part. There's a couple of stories here. It was in nine states. Among them, Texas, Florida, Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, Iowa, Kentucky, Wisconsin. There was one other one in there, and I can't remember what it was. Anyway, there were outages reported in all of these states. And there was just recently, an hour ago, even, there was something put out by one of Nebraska state senators that the number may not work. And so here's the land, you know, the non-emergency services line is what they're having people call so they can reach 911. Because 911 is down, which is creepy.
Creepy. And the third time in our state that it's happened in the last, 6 months, 8 months.
It's way too often. And then a story came out from ABC News yesterday, early in the afternoon. And it says, emergency services, a likely target for cyber attacks, warns DHS. What? It says ransomware attacking in particular, threatens to disrupt services, the ransomware attacks. This was like just hours before the report started coming in that 911 services was down. South Dakota hit before Nebraska, and they were pushing people to go use their other lines, other numbers, and then Nebraska started getting hit. And there's no explanation. One person tried to eliminate possibilities because some people are just like, well, it's probably just, you know, like somebody cut the Cox line so I don't have internet. It's like, dude, they can't just cut one line and everybody's service goes down.
It's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
They have three or four levels, I think, before everything.
Or at least I hope so. If it does work that way, then we need to figure something out.
Yeah. If somebody accidentally cut a line, putting in a new foundation.
Yeah. Rasher basement came over to fix somebody's house and it knocked out all 911. That's a problem.
Oh no. Yeah. Well, then that needed to be revealed, but I'm good so we can fix it. But I can't imagine that it's been this long and now all of a sudden we've had this boom, boom, boom problem.
Yeah.
In Nebraska in particular. I don't know about the other states. whether or not they've had problems too.
And before it happened the first time, I don't remember it ever happening before. Like, it's been three times or whatever in the last 6 months, but before that, maybe they didn't say it, but I've never, I don't remember it. In any state, I don't remember the 911 services going. I always thought that was like something that the lines were in space. Like, you couldn't even get to them because it was like emergency. You
know? Let's see if there's any history. 911 outages. Yeah, it's still.
And I'm sure it's happened. You know, I'm sure it's happened at some point.
It does, but it's just right now. It's, I think part of the hysteria on this time is that it's nine different states that it hit at the same time. And they're East Coast, West Coast, center of the country, like Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota were affected. So like this little clump right in the Midwest, and then Texas, Nevada, Florida. And there was something on the East Coast too. Somebody was, so yeah, just really weird. Don't know why, haven't seen it why yet, but they're still working to get things restored. So just so you know, I mean, I don't know how else you get the word out. If you don't follow social media, you won't know that until the news comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, unless you're swiping through, not even Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you're not gonna see it.
Couldn't they put out like a, not an Amber Alert, but you know what I mean? Like, isn't there a way they can do a statewide emergency broadcast?
Yeah, like just send the notification to
everybody's phone.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
They should do that.
Yep.
911 may not work in your area.
Yes. I mean, you would think that they would do that, like right when it happens.
It's just a thought. So anyway, we're not here to tell anybody what to do. So yeah. Skipping on to the next thing. Let's see what else is going on here. Real quick. So here's an interesting story. So first off, where's Diddy?
Right. Where did he go?
Story just went away. Haven't heard any kind of updates until yesterday afternoon. I saw a story that somebody put out, and apparently there's some investigating going on by a few people. The story has been out there before about that Diddy may have been involved in a murder that happened many years ago outside of a club, or else outside of a studio, right? I think it was outside of a club.
Everything that's happened with Diddy in the last 2 weeks, that's the one thing that does not surprise me.
Right?
The one thing. So,
the way the story reads is there's a lawsuit against Sean Combs. By his name is Rodney Jones, and he used to be a performer, and he went by Lil Rod, which I imagine that didn't.
Yeah, I think whatever. I would have taken a couple more suggestions in the brainstorming session for your name.
I would have sued him too if that's what he named me.
Lil Rod.
But in the lawsuit, he claimed Jennifer Lopez, who was dating Diddy at the time, was the one who smuggled a gun inside a nightclub where three people were victims of a shooting in 1999. And he said that Diddy also bragged about bribing witnesses and jurors from that criminal case that turned into like a 2-month trial. But Diddy ended up walking free because there was either intimidation or bribery, one of the two, of the victims and of the witnesses and jurors.
And that doesn't surprise me either that she would sneak a gun in.
No, once you said that, you know, once I read that, and then I sit back and I think about when she was dating him, that's when she wore the infamous green dress.
Yeah.
It had one button. And I'm thinking, wow, because she had some notoriety herself. She'd been in the early mid 90s. She was a fly girl, right? So she was still shiny new, right? Jenny on the Block, all that stuff. And the way the lawsuit part of it reads, it says Mr. Combs' girlfriend at the time, Jennifer Lopez, carried the gun into the club for him and passed the gun after he got into an altercation, passed it to him with another individual. That was alleged in the suit. That is a line from the lawsuit. Two law enforcement sources talking to the New York Post said that the shooting and the trial could definitely be reinvestigated as part of this huge investigation going on now into Combs. And so it may very well just kind of like sweep her right into it.
I'm messaging Beth because I think if I asked you to sneak a gun into a nightclub for me, would you? And I think that somebody, you're in a relationship. Like, hey, listen, don't ask any questions. Just get this inside.
just like, takes okay. Inside. And she would be because of who she was at the time. And I think she had that was why it's so shocking when she was with him, because she was, you know, like the darling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say that she was putting off this, you know, white as snow innocent, but when she was just coming up, everybody just loved her, right? And she was pretty and she was very feminine and she was, you know, but she did fun songs and I think she was just like a media darling at that mm-hmm. time, and that she gets hooked up with Diddy. And it was just like, oh, that's weird because he's really a bad boy. Right. And so nobody would suspect her because she would never do something like that.
She's the darling.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to see what Beth says.
Yeah, I'll wait. As soon as she's, hopefully she responds before we get done.
I hope so. I hope she does. So anyway, ultimately in this lawsuit, they said that after, let me go back here where this was, that, I mean, it's really interesting just reading through all the information they've got in here from this, but one of the three victims in the shooting has said for years that Combs shot her that Combs was the one that shot her. And so there was like three people that were hit, that nobody died there at this one. But remember, there was the other one that was outside one of their recording studios, and it was in the studio, and they had a fixer. And that was the Michael Jackson's bodyguard who worked for Diddy first. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's always been a fixer. He's always been the one that took care of things for his people. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, according to police reports, the shooting happened outside on the curb. It wasn't inside the studio. So then
ironic.
He was, yeah. Isn't that mm-hmm. crazy how that was? So anyway, so that little tidbit came out.
Beth responded.
Yeah.
She said, sure. That means I'd be sneaking two guns into the club. She told you.
And now she's on a watch list.
Yeah. So. Right now she's on a watch list. Well, too bad 911's not up. So it's like they really can't do much about it.
Exactly. Nope. Sorry. Can't get a hold of it. We can't report you right now. I don't know the number. but anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. So, and then lastly, there's a new Real Housewife.
Yes. I heard this yesterday or 2 days ago. New York Housewives, they had a reboot, new cast last year, and they have added Rebecca Minkoff, the designer, to the cast. I thought, oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's cool. Knew the name. And Leah Ray, who's getting married to Captain Sandy Yon, she had her on her first season of her podcast. So, hey, this is cool. Well, come to find out, I get this screenshot sent to me. Rebecca Minkoff, and this is actually something that Leah Remini posted, that somebody screenshot. Rebecca Minkoff, new cast member of Real Housewives of New York. Dr. David Minkoff, her father, was implicated in a woman's death that allegedly was covered up by Scientology. He prescribed her drugs without seeing her in person. Her family allegedly funds Scientology still. And mm-hmm. then also Rebecca has been a Scientologist for 25 years and is in a very high level in the church. And that says, are you kidding me? Real Housewives of New York.
I would watch for another episode of Leah Remini's podcast coming soon. She has one that it's about Scientology and her getting out of Scientology and then her exposing all the crap that's going on in there. Yes, she has been a Scientologist for a number of years. And the story, the woman who died was a young woman. Her name was Lisa McPherson. And she was probably 35-ish when she died, but she was a Scientologist in Florida. And the way the story reads is that after a minor traffic accident where she was unharmed, she removed her clothes in the street and then paramedics transported her to a local hospital. I'm like, okay, there are some blanks that need to be filled in there.
Right. Yeah. So many questions.
And she got taken to the hospital and was going to undergo a psychiatric intervention. And that's when the Scientologist showed up and were able to convince her to leave or take her from the hospital, then took her to one of the Scientology buildings. And then she was held there for 17 days. They find out after the fact without medical care. So what they're saying about she was administered drugs, that wasn't for her benefit. And her physical and mental condition rapidly deteriorated. She died. And following the report by the state medical examiner indicated that she was a victim of negligent homicide. But the interesting part is, so meaning that they're keeping her caused her death. She died of a blood clot caused by bed rest and severe dehydration. So basically, she couldn't get up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was laying in one spot for 17 days.
Yeah, that's normal.
If you can imagine what all that led to. Bruises, abrasions, lesions. They even believe that some that they saw on her were insect bites.
Disgusting.
Because she was just laying there. And her dad, the Minkoff's dad, not only supposedly administered the drugs, he was the one that declared her dead.
Conveniently.
And there was a medical examiner that was working on it, and that medical examiner actually resigned before things were done.
Uh-huh. Because either that or he was going to end up Clinton'd.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. If anything, Bravo is genius with this kind of stuff. When they started Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and they had Mary, the leader of a church who was married to her grandpa, and she was in, and we're like, what?
That's not the Scientologist, though. That's not the Scientologist.
I think this is going to be bad. There's going to be some serious backlash on this one, not only on Bravo, and they have terrible press going on right now anyway with other lawsuits, but on Rebecca Minkoff's brand. I didn't know it. I mean, I booked her for an interview with Leah, and I had no idea that she was a Scientologist. I'm sure a lot of America doesn't know that.
They will.
Yes, they will.
So, yep. So anywho, that's all I got.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. It helps other people find it. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.